I suppose I never really thought too much about where our news comes from and how it is presented. I mean, I am well aware of the ideological lines that many media sources will take, but I don't really know why that has to affect me necessarily. Anyway, I'm young and I like to laugh. And to be honest, I can't be bothered with serious news stations all the time. I already spend so much time studying that I don't want to have a serious news reporter showing me all the evil in the world. Stephen Colbert is fantastic, but I find that his antics go a little too far over the top for my taste. The other aspect that I like about watching these shows is that they give you the bad news with a smile, so to speak. For instance, these comedy news programs generally attack tough stories that are not always comfortable to talk about. Despite this fact, they do so in a tongue-in-cheek manner that gets you thinking about the issues rather than thinking about how much you want to change the channel. A good example would be when Jon Stewart quizzed Barack Obama on the issue of veteran affairs, an issue he holds dear, and put Obama through the ringer. The topic is a tough one in that the USA is failing people it promised to help, a topic most would rather just look away from. But Stewart talks about it in such a way and makes sure to throw in a joke or two, and the result is that the topic becomes much more palatable and I find myself intrigued and wanting to learn more.
Personally, I cannot see why anyone would think that these comedians are a trustworthy source of news. At best, they let a few headline stories break onto their show, but they do not ever really discuss the issues in depth, do they? That's what I think the main issue with these comedians is. They pretend to be news anchors and some people believe them and we end up with an ever more misinformed public. Anderson Cooper, for example, is a wonderful journalist who gets reports on subjects that matter and makes them known to the wider world. Christiane Amanpour is a fantastic journalist. I know some people think that their material is dry and depressing, but then again, that is a world we live in and we need to know what's going on in it. I also think that it is important on a personal level to watch the real news and not just a bunch of comedy show hacks. If you are constantly watching these comedians, you will get two things. First, you will only have an extremely cursory knowledge of what is going on in the world. That won't serve you for anything. And second, you'll miss out on all the cultural richness that news reporting can provide. To begin with, reporters use a specific style of English to communicate clearly, something that is wanting on shows these comedians host. So the shows are fine for comedic purposes, but as long as they're recognized as such. So when these shows are taken seriously, and this becomes an example of good reporting, then we're risking great loss on a cultural and social level.
I haven't watched these shows enough to really comment too much, one way or the other. I think Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert are fantastic comedians, and Noah Trevor is really coming into his own as well. Jon Stewart in particular is a master of sarcasm and never left his, at times, biting opinion unheard. But he was always well-informed, so I can't complain. And Colbert's theatrics only added to the richness of the American comedic landscape. Trevor is refreshing after so many years of Stewart on The Daily Show, but it took him a little while to fully break into the role. As far as using these shows as source of news, I think that this is a little misleading. I mean, they do cover some good topics, and that is very important, but they don't cover everything in the same amount of depth as a traditional news source. To put it another way, if you use them as news source every now and then, I don't think there's any problem with that. The problem begins when they're deemed to be the only necessary news source. I actually work with the Pew Research Center, and according to a study we did recently, the majority of the audience is young, liberal men. This is a very narrow demographic, but it does beg the question, what is it about these shows that appeals to the audience so much?
I think that this type of news is the best thing to have happened to mainstream media since the advent of the colour TV. The traditional news sources are much too ideological, but they mask this ideology in so-called objective reporting. And therefore, if you don't know who they support to begin with, then it is really difficult to find out at times. The comedic sources are very often left-leaning, but they make no attempt to hide their stance. Even Colbert, who parades as a Republican, is conspicuous with the fact that it is a stunt and he constantly ridicules the party in one way or another. And then, on a political level, they don't dumb down politics or skip important stories. What they do is make use of a bad situation. Everyone is so fed up with the government. that we need to laugh once in a while when we are being informed. These comedic shows respond to that need. Then you have the fact that comedy shows are just that, the comedy shows, but they also inform. So to look at it from another perspective, they serve a dual purpose. On the one hand, they make those who are already informed laugh and smile, while on the other, they inform those people who are averse to traditional news outlets, or who have neither the time nor the inclination to tune in to traditional news sources. We can't forget that politics is meant to be inclusive, and these shows level the playing field considerably. While most of the loyal audience who considers these programs as a source may be college-educated males, that doesn't mean that others are not benefiting as well. As the saying goes, comedy can stare into depths that tragedy dare not acknowledge. And those shows help us to do the same.
I love watching the Colbert Report every night because it gives me the chance to relax and to disconnect. I don't think that it is a serious news source at all. Far from it, in fact. But it does do a good job of poking fun at politicians and bringing attention to one point or another. That is not to say that there is never a news story on the show, but that it can't be relied on as a news source. After all, that's not its raison d'être. However, when there are certain issues that do need to be highlighted because they're being swept under the rug, this show does a fantastic job of doing so. I really think that they should try to expand their lineup of stories and maybe increase the credentials a little, because it is getting the reputation of being a reputable news source. Along the same line, I don't think that people should be getting their news from the comedy shows available, but that doesn't mean that comedy news is a bad thing. One of the issues with the news is negative sensationalism, so adding comedic relief could be a breath of fresh air. This is especially true for topics such as politics, which can be stifling due to the sheer cattiness of the politicians. They always seem to be looking out for number one, and many times it's just too much to watch for very long. So, I strongly believe that taking one of these comedy shows and introducing more news would be a good thing, provided they don't treat absolutely everything as a joke either, because that can set a dangerous precedent and foment an unhealthy attitude towards life.